You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On this Monday, we welcome you at 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. It's the Gym Class here in KGYM. Letting this play out here, because Buttons did some great work here with our brand new intro music right there. Hey, mark it down, a red letter day on May 17th of 2021. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash with you from our studios here on the Southwest Side. Buttons on the other side of the glass, the music maestro himself. Mark Dukes from his home on the Southwest Side going to be joining us coming up here in just a moment. Good show planned for you. A lot to talk about and unpack. The weekend that was in the world of sports. The topics of the day and more coming up with you out there at 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That's the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As you can reach out, as you mentioned, text line or via the phone. And we thank you, as always, with our new intro music for tuning in on 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio app, as well as the KGYM radio mobile app, the stream, and your smart speaker as well. Mark, that was the big surprise. Did you like the big surprise? Did it surprise you?
It surprised me, and I loved it. Great work, Buttons. Neither he nor you clued me in on it. I was pleasantly surprised. A little breath of fresh air. I like it a lot. I'm going to have to get used to it as I rejoin the, you know, out of the breaks. But speaking of new, not so new, a new sponsor of the Gym Class, a new old sponsor, Emil's Hideaway back on board.
Yay.
Very happy about that, and they are very happy to be back on board. Emil's Hideaway scoreboard will be a daily feature on the Gym Class, and you know what? We love to give away things too, right, Scott? What do we got to give away today?
We have today, tomorrow, and Wednesday a pair of tickets to the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500. They are allowing about 40% capacity there. So you'll have plenty of room to roam, and going to give you an opportunity to win a couple of tickets each day with an Indy 500 trivia question. We'll have that for you before 4 o'clock today, and gives you a little bit of an opportunity to make your plans to get over to the Circle City and get everything taken care of for the race coming up a week from this Sunday, May the 30th, 2 weeks from yesterday. Practice starting up this week, I believe tomorrow, for the 105th edition of the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. We've got tickets today, tomorrow, and Wednesday for you.
But you're going to have to earn it, right?
You are going to have to earn it. We're just not giving these away. I've got some good trivia here. Now, is it something that's right off the top of your head, easy? No. Are you going to have to do a little bit of looking? Yeah, but, you know, please don't do it if you're driving. Please don't do it if you're driving or have the passenger look it up. But, you know, they're not easy trivia, but it's ones you can certainly look up, get, et cetera. So there you go. We'll clue you in on that for our three giveaways here on the Gym Class.
Very much looking forward to that. I know it's a popular, and as I understand it, the three pairs are nearby each other, so it'd be like a KGYM section at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Is that right?
That is correct. So if you want to, you know, color coordinate your outfits and things like that, what you're going to wear, we don't have to. I mean, we can't spell KG. Can we spell KGYM with six? No, we can't do that. Yeah, we could, but I mean, each of you, a K, a G, a Y, an M, and a couple of exclamation points for people. Work with the others. We'll get it taken care of. And if you can make television in the broadcast, we'll give you some extra in there. How's that?
Bonus.
Bonus. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is the phone line as well here today. So we will have that for you coming up a little bit later on in the program. And yeah, an interesting weekend in the world of sports. You've got no Triple Crown this year. Medina Spirit did not win the middle jewel of the Triple Crown as he came up short at the Preakness, as all the controversy and whatnot. I tuned in purposely to some of the NBC broadcasts just to see how they were going to address the situation. I thought they did a very good job. A lot of the pre-race show was about Medina Spirit, about Bob Baffert, about everything that has happened, and some very good takes, mainly people, I think, thinking that Bob Baffert not being there was good. But Medina Spirit, he jumped out very quickly, Mark, and he ran out of gas down the off of turn number four and down the front straightaway.
Yeah, to me, that was the big mistake. And I am a relative novice at horse racing, but Medina Spirit went out to the lead, and about the 1/8, 1/4 pole, he just ran out of gas. And Velasquez, a very accomplished jockey, I was just unsure of that strategy. And the winner got shot out of a cannon down the stretch, and Medina Spirit ended up finishing third. So interesting strategy that kind of backfired.
Yeah, it did. It did. And a little bit of a dark horse, a little bit of a long shot taking home the win. Looked very good coming down the stretch. So no Triple Crown winner this year.
Nope, but we will have the third leg coming up. And we'll visit with Barry Abrams, not only about the Preakness, but the Belmont Stakes, which was the last leg. And it's kind of aside from the picograms with Medina Spirit, it hasn't been a super interesting Triple Crown season.
No, besides picograms, but that was all there was, picograms to talk about. And you could have had a little bit of a drinking game going on during the pre-race. So not recommending that out there, not recommending that to anyone, but you could have done that. You could have done that. So, at any rate, horse racing will probably go onto the back burner now a little bit. Obviously 3 weeks until the Belmont, comes around in New York City, but, there you see usually a lot less fanfare when there's not a Triple Crown on the line.
Yeah, for many of us, that's much like the Olympic sports. You know, you watch the Olympics and everybody is so excited about figure skating or gymnastics or curling. We're always interested.
We are
in curling.
Always interested in that.
But it happens every 2 or 4 years, and next thing you know, the soccer is going to take over the world, which it hasn't. It's supposed to happen 40 years ago, but at any rate, it's kind of in that vein. You watch horse racing for the Triple Crown, generally speaking, unless you're a regular player.
We also have, of course, the NBA setting up things as far as their postseason is concerned. Strange in the National Hockey League. You've got some postseason series underway, and yet they're still playing a few regular season games over the weekend. That was a little weird in a weird pandemic year, but I guess we should be used to that right now. So they're going to be, those two sports are going to be getting into their postseason coming up. You had a huge day for Hendrick Racing at the Monster Mile at Dover yesterday with Alex Bowman getting the win, and a 1-2-3-4, I believe it was, for Rick Hendrick. They dominated things right there. Pretty cool as far as the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, Rinus VK getting his first win, and just watching his parents' reaction. Young man, only 20 years old, I believe, and got the victory there at Indianapolis, so that was pretty cool to see. And then he had a first-time winner as well on the PGA Tour. It was a weekend of first-timers in a couple of different categories. K.H. Lee wins the AT&T Byron Nelson That at TPC Craig Ranch over the weekend in McKinney, Texas. So another first-timer and the third South Korean to win ever on the PGA Tour. Sung Kang and KJ Choi, who were both there to greet him off the 18th hole after a two-and-a-half-hour rain delay. So that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it was an interesting weekend in that regard. And, of course, the PGA Championship comes up this weekend at Kiawah Island. Zach Johnson will be involved. We'll talk about that on Wednesday's edition of Caddy Smack with the two of us and Brian Haas. And it's going to be a fun week.
It will be. It'll get started on Thursday. I believe tee times are not out as of yet. Not that I saw anyway. So they usually wait a little bit. So we'll see how it plays out. Right now, your favorite is Rory McIlroy. I guess why shouldn't it be Rory? He won a couple of weeks ago at Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow. And the last time, the PGA Championship was contested at the Kiawah Island Ocean Course. He won by 8. So why not make him the favorite, huh?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Dustin Johnson, the world number one, sat out last week with knee issues. We're not sure of his status. He is still in the field, but whether he will be, you know, healthy and able to go, we'll see about that. But like many tournaments, it's so difficult to predict a winner. But Rory is right up there in terms of the favorites.
Yeah, and you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. It's hard to predict these things. Just looking at some of the pictures today, as far as Kiawah is concerned, they lined the 18th hole with all kinds of corporate seating to the left, which I'm not a big fan of. They didn't do that the last time the PGA was there, and if you've seen pictures, you know of it. We talked with Bob Herrig last week, and you can go visit that podcast if you like at kgymradio.com as well as Apple and Spotify. We encourage you to do so. It's a links course next to the ocean, very, very isolated, and that's going to take some of the wind away from a couple of the holes. I'm not a big fan of that, Mark. I'm going to go out on record right now and say I'm not a big fan of that.
All right. I hadn't noticed that. And depending on the weather conditions, you could very well be right about blocking the wind. And there's going to be some wind out there and perhaps a little bit of, you know, inclement weather. I have not seen the forecast, but nonetheless, a super challenging course.
Oh, yes, it is. Had a chance to play it, and if some of the pros find some of my golf balls from several many years ago, they are not going to win. Let's just say that.
You didn't lose many over the weekend. Congrats to you on a fine showing in the Crandic Gardner Open. A tie for 11th overall, I believe.
Yeah, I played well.
You won your flight, an 80 followed by a 75. Good job, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. It was fun. Good guys to play with, and congratulations to Rob Dickerman, who won it. With 4 under par, shot, 71-69, I think it was. So great job by him, and great to see the gang back out there. It was a lot of fun, and Gardner in good shape. So get out there and enjoy it. 19 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class. We'll get to our Indy 500 giveaway here in just a little bit. And we'll get to the Emil scoreboard coming up in just a little bit as well. Things going on today and yesterday from the, I don't even know if this is controversy area here in the state of Iowa. But a lot of people are riled up after Jamie Pollard, the Iowa State Athletic Director, got all riled up, Mark. Jamie directed his ire toward the Des Moines Register. The Des Moines Register putting out an article, which I thought was a very good article, about an anniversary, and one that is still kind of gets in the craw of a lot of people. A lot of people out there, especially college baseball fans, that it was the 20-year anniversary of the last Iowa State Cyclone varsity baseball game. Register did a big story on that. Very good story. Very good article, as I mentioned. But Jamie Pollard, not happy because he wants to focus on the here and now, and that is the fact that the Iowa State softball team was given a berth in the NCAA softball regionals, which was not talked about, or at least talked about very much by that particular newspaper. And Jamie let him know that he wasn't happy about that. He wants to throw the accolades to the young ladies of now instead of talking about what is not there anymore at Captain Field in Ames.
Well, here's the exact tweet from Jamie Pollard about 6 hours ago. He wrote, "No mention of Cyclone softball parentheses or UNI or ISU track. Instead, Iowa track, baseball and softball, plus ISU dropping baseball 20 years ago. Confirms why I canceled the register. Insulting to ISU and UNI softball players." Now, some of the media members, Tommy Birch wrote the article on 20 years after Iowa State dropping the baseball program. Perfectly fine in my mind. It marked an anniversary, which is actually today, that Iowa State played its last intercollegiate baseball game. By the way, you knew this. I didn't. Iowa and Iowa State both have club baseball programs, and they're both in the World Series. Perhaps we'll talk more about that at a different time. But as far as Pollard goes, as the athletic director at Iowa State, I can understand not mentioning it and the fact that he is not happy about that. But he doesn't conduct business for the Des Moines Register or any other newspaper. There could be a variety of reasons that the Register did not include that information. First and foremost, newspaper deadlines have changed dramatically over the years. They've gotten earlier and earlier and earlier. The softball selection show, I believe, was at 8 o'clock last night.
It was.
I can't vouch for the Register's deadlines. Perhaps that had something to do with it. I would say, short of the Ames Tribune, Des Moines Register does as much with Iowa State sports as any newspaper in the state. And the Gazette does a fine job. You know, years ago, the Gazette did a lousy job covering Iowa State. Before I was sports editor and Iowa State pretty much didn't exist. But I don't think Tommy Birch is necessarily upset about this or any other, newspaper people. If you get into that business and don't want to have even a sliver of criticism thrown your way, you're in the wrong business. I mean, when I was at the Gazette and as sports editor, we had a editorial columnist, Mike Dupree, a dear friend, big Iowa State fan. And boy, he was in my office more days than not, lobbying for Iowa State coverage. And we had the opinion editor, Frank Nye. I don't know if anybody remembers him, the Frank Nye tennis tournament. He's a big tennis fan. I always wanted more tennis coverage. I mean, these are people in my own newsroom that were in my ear. And I think even today, if you talk to Jeff Linder, Michael Loss, Jeff Johnson, KJ Pilcher, they will tell you that they get emails. Why are you covering my kid? Why isn't this school or that school getting covered as much as the next? And this is in a time, again, of deadlines being earlier and earlier, staff sizes being smaller and smaller. Final note, if there was time, the Des Moines Register, as the Gazette did, should have mentioned that Iowa State and you and I both got into the NCAA tournament. Hey, Jamie, Iowa track won the Big Ten Conference Championship. Now, Iowa State finished second. I understand that. Iowa baseball and softball vying for, a postseason berth. And the Des Moines Register and Iowa City Press Citizen are partners in media. And so it shouldn't be surprising that Iowa sports are being covered in that regard. Hey, Jamie, Iowa State baseball didn't play yesterday because it doesn't have a program.
Not his doing.
Neither did Iowa State softball.
Yeah, not Jamie's doing, obviously. And 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment. But, I think you made some great points in there. I know that there was a blurb today as far as the Gazette is concerned about you and I and Iowa State softball both getting into the NCAA regionals. So that was good to see. And I'm not here to say if it should be worthy of more than a blurb or a big, 10 inches of a story or 20 inches of a story. I don't know. That's not for me to decide. I will say this, though, that certainly Iowa State dropping baseball and having their last game 20 years ago and an article written about it. There are articles written about things of that like every day, every week out there. And 6739 on the text line asking, should we mark the anniversary of Barta losing lawsuit with women's sports? I guarantee you when it comes around in 20 years, there's going to be an article about it. Would you agree, Mark?
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite things to do. I've written many articles for the Gazette since I left the newspaper. It's called Time Machine. Perhaps you're familiar with all kinds of different subjects, marking the anniversary of, the Miller six-pack or a variety of high school. They're fun to do, and I get as much reaction to those as anything. But cover the news. Let's cover the news.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Joel and Muscatine. If he canceled the Register, how did he know about the slight? except it's out there on all the media. I know it was tongue-in-cheek, Joel, and I do appreciate the tongue-in-cheek.
Of course, you can get any newspaper online. Some stories or the whole paper are behind a paywall. And I know I tried to read Tommy Birch's story today, and that's behind a paywall.
Yeah.
At least for me, it is. And that's not expensive, but, it's one more hoop for some people to jump through. So I don't know how Jamie Pollard consumed the Register today, but he knew somehow, some way. He didn't have to subscribe. Maybe he stopped at a convenience store on the way to work and picked up a Register. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows about that? But, the ladies' softball team should be very much, a big thank you and a congratulations to them for both Iowa State and you and I. While we're throwing congratulations around, congratulations to Kirkwood Baseball as well. A big come from behinder yesterday. And they move on as far as the postseason is concerned. And others, of course, out there.
Don't steal all my scoreboard updates.
I'm sorry. Well, Iowa golf's playing right now. I'll keep that one for you.
Okay.
319-366-1600. And, after the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, we will give you an opportunity to pick up the two tickets for the Indianapolis 500. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. But you know what? It's time to maybe take a look at things as far as a very successful year. You mentioned the Iowa track and field team, men's track and field team with the Big Ten championship for Joey Witte, the Iowa City native. And Iowa's had a pretty darn good athletic year. And I don't know, because of the COVID-19 regulations, the pandemic, because everything that has changed so far, if we haven't really noticed it. But tell you what, you go up and down the line as far as accolades, as far as what Iowa has accomplished this year. And that's not to take away from you and I. It's not to take away from Iowa State. It's not to take away from a great year as far as Drake men's basketball is concerned. That's not the point. But I tell you what, a track and field championship piled on top of everything else that Iowa has done, it's been a very good year.
Yeah, I was curious about this, and we've talked about it for a week or so between the two of us, Scott. But it struck me that Iowa's, you know, it has had its downs, that's for sure, with the racial problems last summer and certainly COVID thrown in. And we've talked about Gary Barta, maybe not the best PR guy in the world. Set all that aside, and let's look at what the athletes and coaches have done on the playing field, on the various arenas. You know, I count, Scott, 11 Iowa programs that have either won a Big Ten championship or have advanced to the postseason. I don't say just say NCAA because I'm throwing football in there. Iowa would have advanced to the postseason in football with a bowl game had it not been canceled due to Missouri's COVID situation. But we know about the Iowa men's and women's basketball programs going to the NCAA tournament, certainly the wrestling program winning the Big Ten championship and an NCAA title. And we know what men's indoor and outdoor track have done, both winning a Big Ten championship. The men's gymnastics team and men's golf team both have advanced to the NCAA tournament. Throw in women's soccer, what a story that was. Women's gymnastics has advanced to the NCAA tournament, as has the field hockey team. Now, only one sport, I think, remains to be decided, and that's baseball. And Iowa took a hit, losing 2 out of 3 to Illinois over the weekend. I know the rowing team was in action at the Big Ten tournament and finished 5th or 6th, so that team will not qualify in either category either. But I don't know how this ranks historically, but it's been a pretty darn good, successful year. And I tried to look at the NCAA Director's Cup, Scott, which ranks all the programs in the country. Last year it was canceled because of COVID. They didn't keep track of anything. And this year, I can't find any updates either. But I think Iowa would rank pretty favorably in that, should it be available.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that coming up. By the way, in the follow-up department, there is now a Des Moines Register article about the Iowa State softball team. Randy Peterson writing that. It has been 33 years since the Iowa State softball team has been to the NCAA tournament. So there's a milestone right there, and a lot of people helped me, giving a kudos to the Des Moines Register. The Register is winning this battle, Mark, between Jamie Pollard and the newspaper. There's no doubt about that. They're winning it quite handily, I think, as well.
Yeah, and I don't know that Jamie Pollard will take back what he said. I think he's going to stand firm. But it's not surprising that Randy Peterson has followed up on the softball team. I don't think it's probably necessarily to appease the Iowa State athletic director, but he has done so. And a couple texts, interesting texts on the text line 319-366-1600. 9049, I still have clippings of Cap, Tim, and Iowa State going to the College World Series. The Register, while circulation has dropped substantially, should have the softball on track news. But that baseball anniversary is news as well. Weather was a major roadblock for baseball in Ames. It is missed. And then 1626, Halliburton on the All-NBA rookie team. 6 former Cyclones in the NBA playoffs. Locals will ignore that. Imagine if it were Iowa. No, I don't think any of us.
I don't think that would have mattered.
No, I mean, great. I retweeted today, George Niang, one of only a handful of players to play in all 72 games this year. Tremendous. Halliburton and Horton Tucker for the Lakers. Tremendous seasons. You know, Monte Morris has started to have a terrific career. I mean, I think we mention those things quite frequently.
But I don't think it would have been, I mean, the NBA wouldn't have been top story on Josh, you know, local newscasts last night if there were six Hawkeyes playing in the playoffs of the NBA and instead of six Cyclones. I don't think that was really is a big difference right there. So speaking of the Learfield Director's Cup, Mark, 64-29, said he was flipping through channels yesterday, had the top five of the Director's Cup on the men's side. Iowa is fourth right now. That according to 64-29 out there. All right. More on Iowa and more on Jamie Pollard and his spat with the Gazette. Or excuse me, his spat with the Register. I'm sorry. So that'll be coming up. By the way, speaking of Gazette, Jeff Linder will join us tomorrow. We will preview the co-ed state track and field meet, which will get underway on Thursday. A little bit different look to it, but there will be a track and field meet at Drake Stadium on the Big Blue Oval in Des Moines coming up this weekend. They'll have eight champions to crown on the boys and the girls' side. So we'll have that coming up over the weekend, and we'll talk about that with Jeff Linder coming up tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about some of these things, not necessarily the Iowa State athletic director versus the Register, but just you know, what you talked about, because I know that the Jeffs and KJ and others, they do a great job, but they do get some heat occasionally from some people that are a little, you know, perhaps not getting what they want or they think that they should get for a story. We'll just say that. We'll talk about that and other things coming up on the program tomorrow. 3:36, we're overdue for a break, but before we do that, Mark, a red letter day here on the program, and a welcome back to Emil's Hideaway. Chris and Jamie and Dave and everybody down there, the great staff that they have, they are located on First Avenue Southeast, right behind the Taco John's, right across from the Lindale Mall here in Cedar Rapids. Great to have them back, and they are the sponsor of our Emil's Scoreboard each day.
Yeah, I echo those sentiments, and great to have them back. Each and every day we will bring you the latest scores and updates from the high school, college, and professional ranks while we're on the air from 3 to 4. Happening right now, the NCAA Men's Regional Golf Tournament, the Iowa Hawkeyes involved at Tumble Creek in Washington State. The Hawkeyes right now sit in a tie for 8th in the 14-team field. Iowa was leading it early on in the front nine. The Hawkeyes collectively are plus one on the day, the lead being held by the home team, the University of Washington, at 7 under par. So it's a very clogged field. Two more days. Top scores right now for the Hawkeyes, Alex Shockey is minus two on the day. He is Iowa's number one player. He's in a tie for 10th. Charles John, Iowa's number five player, is at even par, tied for 24th. Mac McClure was having a very good day until he double bogeyed his next to last hole, the 8th. So right now we'll continue to track it over the next couple days. Iowa needs to finish in the top five of this regional to advance to the NCAA. A couple other items. We touched on Iowa State and UNI softball making the NCAA tournament. Iowa was left out despite a fourth-place finish in the Big Ten. Big Ten men's track and field champion is Iowa. And in terms of Major League Baseball, no afternoon games going on right now, but we will have the Twins and the White Sox, 6 o'clock on 107.5. Again, Emil's Hideaway, open again every evening, Monday through Saturday. They also offer online ordering, curbside carryout, and delivery at emilshideaway.com.
Yeah, 5823, and we'll talk about his text coming up after we take a break, but it's a very interesting one out there. And we'll get to that and other things coming up, but going to get you to a break and give you an opportunity coming up to take a gander and try to get the answer to our Indy 500 ticket trivia question of the day. On the line, two tickets to the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500, which will be on Sunday, May the 30th from Speedway, Indiana, and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Of course, we'll have the broadcast right here on KGYM. And we're going to take the first correct answer to our trivia question of the day. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Going to give you the opportunity to get the tickets this week, get all your ducks in a row, get you ready to go as far as getting to Indianapolis and whatnot. But we will provide the tickets for you. They are in the grandstands. They are not in the infield this year. They are in the grandstands. So some good tickets right there. All right, Buttons, are you ready? He is ready. Mark, are you ready? You can see if you can answer this one as well. It is based on an Iowa-born driver from the Indianapolis 500. That'll be one of your clues today. Some of the other clues here. Who is this driver? He was a five-time starter in the Indianapolis 500, 1971, 72, 73, 1977, and 1979. This driver not only started five Indianapolis 500s, but was the crew chief for a winning car in the Indianapolis 500. He is a five-time starter from Guttenberg, Iowa. First correct answer to 319-366-1600. You will pick up a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500. What Guttenberg-born driver was a five-time starter in the Indianapolis 500? We'll let you know.
I know it. What's the number again, Scott?
People are calling in as we speak. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll see if Mark is right, and we'll let you know the answer coming up after this.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using Hanson100. H-A-N-S-O-N 100. And if you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Cubs or Nationals, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. And after the baseball has left the park, there's no reason to leave your seat. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code Hanson100, Hanson with an O, to win $100 when you bet on the Cubs or Nationals and either team hits a home run. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Discombobulated. Your business has probably felt that way for a while, but things are beginning to combobulate again, and it's time to take stock of where you stand. Network Computer Solutions is ready to help. NCS will get your hardware and software fully up to date. They'll ensure your data is secure and backups are humming along smoothly. NCS wants you to be prepared for whatever comes next. Schedule a free consultation with local, friendly Network Computer Solutions at ncsei.com.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here. And we have a winner to congratulate. We will get the name of our winner coming up here in just a moment as Buttons has just gotten off the phone with them. We'll have trivia tomorrow. We'll have trivia on Wednesday as well. And we'll give away a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500 each and every day. Terry in Lisbon, we'll see you at the race, Terry. Come find me, say hi. You know, there's only, even with this one, going to be, what, 90-some thousand, 90, 100,000. Find me, we'll say, hey, I say that tongue-in-cheek, but there was a time, what was it? Oh, gosh, 10, 15 years ago, something like that, when one our winner of Indianapolis 500 tickets, Mark, did find me Saturday night in downtown Indianapolis. He found me.
Easier to find you there than the racetrack.
No. You can find, you know, it just depends what time. But, yeah, but they did find me. And they can thank us very much for the tickets. They were having a great time. And hopefully Terry and Lisbon will do that as well. All right, Mark, what was the answer to the trivia question? This Guttenberg, Iowa-born driver started five Indianapolis 500s, 1971, 72, and 73, as well as 77 and 1979. Do you know the answer?
I think I do. I promise I didn't Google it. It's a guy that, when we talked earlier today, I was trying to remember. Lee Koonsman.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Very good. Very good. Lee Koonsman. And then he went on after that. Just was a terrific driver out of Northeast Iowa, Guttenberg. Although I will say this, the great Paul Page, the first time that Lee was in the Indianapolis 500, Paul introduced the lineup and said, Lee Koonsman from Guttenberg, Iowa. I will never forget that.
I don't think those folks up there probably minded too much, but if I recall, maybe you can, he finished in the top 10 once, I think.
I believe you're right. I believe you're right. I will look up his best finish, and we'll get that to you. But that is the answer to our trivia question today, and another set, another pair, I should say, of tickets for the Indianapolis 500. We will give those away coming up tomorrow and then one on Wednesday. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Jeff Linder will join us coming up tomorrow. And we will preview the Coed State Track and Field Meet. 58-23, right ahead of our break. Speaking just for myself, the only time I care a little bit about the NBA is during the finals. And I'm not here to bash the NBA or say it's the greatest thing on the earth. I will watch a little bit when it gets to the playoffs. I usually watch the finals just because it is the finals of a major North American sport. To talk about for on one hand and just to watch and take in on the other hand. Do the same thing with the Stanley Cup. I watch that a lot more than I do the basketball, I will say that. But there's not a sport, Mark, I think, in our neck of the woods of Eastern Iowa that is more derisive, if you will, than NBA and professional basketball. Am I right on this?
I have no scientific proof of that, but I think you're on the right track. I'm with 58-23. I don't get super interested in the NBA until the finals, probably. Unlike the NHL playoffs. I mean, what was the first two NHL playoff games, overtime games? I mean, it was terrific theater. But, you know, I think I get worn out by the national folks talking so much about the NBA, and I know they have network tie-ins, but okay, Steph Curry, is he the MVP? Is Russell Westbrook? Is LeBron James still? I mean, I just get worn out by the constant NBA talk, some of which I know nothing about. So I appreciate you out there that, you know, are NBA lovers. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah. I think it is one of the biggest sport around here that you're either on the side of a big NBA fan, and I know a lot of our younger listeners are that way, and that's great. That's fantastic. Probably the greatest athletes in the world are in the National Basketball Association. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Then there's a certain percentage of the folks out there that have absolutely – if the NBA was in their front yard – they would close the curtains.
Mark Ironside on line one.
Well, Mark's, yeah. True. True on that.
I think that's even debatable in my mind, Scott, and I don't want to argue about it, but I don't think I could get through a hockey game. You're talking about some of the greatest athletes in the world skating forward, backwards, sideways, trying to maneuver a puck. Granted, the NBA players all pro athletes are very athletic. God, I think hockey would be really, really tough.
Yeah, and, you know, that's fine. I understand. I mean, hockey's not for everybody. But watch it, enjoy it, and go Blues, by the way. Hopefully, when their second Stanley Cup in the last 3 years, it'll be an uphill climb, but we'll see. But, you know, it's not everyone's cup of tea, and that's fine. I think this society, though, what we're getting into is the fact that if you don't like something, you got to go out and you got to shout from the top of your lungs on the social networking platform that, hey, oh, this is terrible, blah, 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 blah. My sport is great. And then it gets somebody else riled, and then you got this whole thing going, and then it just gets so out of hand. And I think people are getting a little bit tired of that, though. But
you know, I think in terms of hockey, until recent years when the Rough Riders came along and junior programs came along, there was not much hockey down this way, south of Highway 20. And there were no high school programs, no professional teams like the Rough Riders, and kids did not grow up playing hockey. It wasn't on TV very much. I think that has a lot to do with the interest in hockey.
I would agree.
In these parts, anyway.
319-366-1600 at 351 here on the program, this Monday edition of the show. Jeff Leonard joins us tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of the program. This just in, talking about Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight, Mark. 6 o'clock with the pregame, 6:35, first pitch, 107.5 FM. Jose Abreu is going to miss the Twins series for the White Sox. The reigning American League MVP with inflammation in his ankle from the game-winning slide yesterday. It is a precautionary measure by Chicago. He will be back for the Yankee series coming up this weekend. So no Jose Abreu in the lineup tonight for the Sox.
Maybe a break for the Twins, but if yesterday is any indication, Minnesota will find a way to lose. The game yesterday was a folly. I mean, you could find better fundamental baseball at a 14U game in your neighborhood. Sorry.
I can't disagree with you. I cannot. Boy, if you have thought this was going to be the White Sox lineup tonight on May 17th, 2021, facing the Minnesota Twins and having the, I believe, the best record, I know in the American League, but the best record in baseball. Anderson, Madrigal, Moncada, maybe. Yermín Mercedes hitting fourth. Andrew Vaughn playing first base, the number one draft choice fifth. Yasmani Grandal, yeah, but Lurie Garcia in left. Danny Mendick in center, and Billy Hamilton, or in right, and Billy Hamilton in center.
That's probably going to be a winning lineup, like I said, Scott. And more breaking news just coming in. Bob Baffert will not be at the Belmont Stakes.
Mm.
The Associated Press is reporting that the horse trainer is temporarily suspended from entering horses in New York pending Kentucky Derby medication inquiry.
Picograms.
Yep.
Picograms.
Yep.
Right there. 3:53. We'll take a final break, come back, wrap things up here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class when we return after this here on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit Company in Marion. What kind of shoes are you looking for? Running? Walking? Every day? At Brown Shoe Fit, we have them from top brands like Brooks, New Balance, Hoka, and ASICS. Sizes up to 15 in regular and those hard-to-find extra-wide widths. Our team will help get you into the right shoes with the right fit. Come find the pair you're looking for at Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road in Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own place.
It's time to rise and grind. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
I don't know if I want Justin Fields right out of the gate just to be the guy. I would like for him to ease himself into it. But I started finding myself thinking, if he does start right out of the gate, does that buy Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace another year? Don't you? Is it bad that I'm even putting myself in that situation now? I'm thinking about, are you doing what's best for the player, Justin Fields? Or are you doing what's best in the interest of Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace to make sure that, hey, we gave our rookie a start. We gave him everything he needed. A quarterback like Andy Dalton who's there to help him out, build him up. It's going to take some time, guys. But we got to be patient.
This isn't Jacksonville. This is a playoff team. I wouldn't mind starting him immediately because they got pieces in place, especially on defense. Offensively, they've gotten better. Allen Robinson is back now. So when you look at it, it's like, if he wins a job, it might make sense to start him.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, ESPN Radio, your smart speaker, or on ESPN News.
Back with you in the gym class here at KGYM as we bring this Monday edition of the show to a close. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next on KGYM. And don't forget, all through the day, we have partner interruption at KGYM Sports Radio, giving you a chance to win your shot at $1,000 each time you hear your favorite show be interrupted by the cash keyword. Head to KGYMradio.com and enter in that hour's keyword for your chance to win $1,000. It'll be on all of the platforms here on KGYM. So continue to listen to that throughout the week. They're just about done, Mark, with the first of three rounds up in Washington, the state of Washington. Wish for a better finish for the Hawkeye golfers, but they're still right there.
Yeah, right now in ninth place in the 14-team field at +3, currently standing 8 strokes out of the coveted fifth spot. But as you say, 2 rounds left to go. Hopefully right the ship. Very good front nine for the first nine for the Iowa golfers, playing the back nine first, but have struggled a bit coming home here on the front nine.
Yeah. By the way, a couple of top 10 finishes for Lee Koonsman. Couple of 7th place finishes.
Wow.
7th in 1973 in the tragedy marred 500, and then the very historic 77 500, he finished 7th as well. So there you go. There's your Lee Koonsman updates for today. The answer to our Indy 500 trivia question.
And more chances to win a pair of tickets tomorrow and Wednesday as Scott comes up with trivia questions related to Iowa drivers. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. There are, I believe, 3 of them. So we'll give you a chance if you want to. That was a big clue. So there you go. Jeff Linder joins us coming up tomorrow. Sox and the Twins tonight at 6 o'clock. On the Jim OT 107.5 FM as it will go from Chicago to the Twin Cities for this particular series. And again, no Jose Abreu coming up tonight for the White Sox as he injured his ankle yesterday sliding into home on a wild pitch to win the game against the Royals. All right, Mark, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Look forward to talk to you then.
All right, stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next on KGYM.
Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car could use a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals.